This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Syrian fighter jets targeted at least one Turkish military convoy that had crossed into Syria Monday, causing a number of casualties. Turkey strongly condemned the action and said the attack killed at least three civilians and wounded 12 others. Amateur video showed Syrian government warplanes targeting the Turkish convoy as it was heading toward the northern Idlib town of Sarageb. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged China on Monday to act in a humanitarian manner to resolve differences with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
But for the United States to make a deal with China, Beijing needs to honor its commitments, beginning with the commitment China made in 1984 to respect the integrity of Hong Kong's laws through the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
Pence quoted President Donald Trump as saying that it'll be much harder for the U.S. to reach accord on a new trade deal with China if something violent happens in Hong Kong. On Sunday, tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is again stressing the need for a peaceful settlement to the fighting in Libya. The State Department says Pompeo and Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry spoke during a phone call Monday, and they share concern over prolonged violence and instability in Libya. An Iranian supertanker with $130 million worth of light crude oil on board left Gibraltar and was heading into the Mediterranean Sea on Monday. Its next destination is reported to be Greece. Gibraltar authorities rejected attempts by the U.S. to seize the oil tanker again. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke on the phone Monday in separate calls with the prime ministers of India and Pakistan. Details from VOA's White House bureau chief, Steve Herman.
The White House says Trump is seeking a reduction of tension in South Asia after India's recent move to effectively annex the part of disputed Kashmir it controls. The government in New Delhi says Prime Minister Narendra Modi complained to Trump about Pakistan's extreme rhetoric against India. Pakistan says Prime Minister Imran Khan subsequently spoke to the U.S. president and told Trump that Modi's decision to revoke Kashmir's autonomy is intended to change the demographics in what has been India's only Muslim-majority state. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Two freshman Democratic U.S. Congresswomen are firing back after Israel denied them entry to the Jewish state late last week. Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib called on fellow members of Congress to visit while they cannot. At a news conference Monday, Tlaib said last week's actions by Israel are unacceptable.
What is not common occurrence is members of Congress being barred from entering a country on these fact-finding missions unless they agree to strict set of rules curtailing their rights or being required to submit their itineraries for stop-by-stop pre-approval.
At President Trump's urging, Israel denied entry to Congress's first two Muslim women over their support for the Palestinian-led boycott movement. Tlaib and Omar, who had planned to visit Jerusalem and the Israeli-occupied West Bank on a tour organized by a Palestinian group, are outspoken critics of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. The U.S. military has just tested a ground-based cruise missile with a range that would have been banned a mere 3 weeks ago. That's because the U.S. was locked in the INF, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a decades-old control pact with Russia. The Pentagon says the missile hit its target after more than 500 kilometers of flight. The department also said it was configured to carry a conventional payload, the type of conventional ground-based missile that new Secretary of Defense Mark Esper recently said he'd like to put in Asia.
We would like to deploy a capability sooner rather than later because of the importance of the great distances we need to cover and how important an intermediate range conventional weapon would be to the Asia Indo-PACOM theater.
VOA previously reported that Washington withdrew from that pact on August 2nd, citing years of Russian violations. The New York Police Department has fired a white police officer who used a fatal chokehold during the 2014 arrest of a black man. That story's on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.